When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is 5 o'clock, which means it's time that Jack goes after Ike.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So what I have for you today is a guide to a perfect Thanksgiving through only Ike Reese drops.
Oh, wow.
So yep. I know what made you think of this, and it happened at the end of yesterday's show.
It sure did.
Butterball. Yeah. Yes.
Number 5, the first key to a great Thanksgiving is you got to get a morning workout in.
He was whacking that thing. Come on, man.
Start the day off, right?
I'm all in favor of the morning workout thing.
Yeah. You got to take the edge off before you see the family.
The fourth key to a perfect Thanksgiving using only Ike Reese drops is you got to get the turkey prepared. You are a butterball. Now, you're a fried turkey's man?
I am a fried turkey's man.
Are you ever scared that it's going to, like, explode?
Every time.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. My uncle does it.
Yes, every time.
And he does it, like, it's out on the porch, mm-hmm. the fryer, mm-hmm. and I'm just thinking, I don't want to die like this. It's going to explode, and I'm going to die.
I will say this. It forces me to be completely focused.
Right.
Doing it.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
This might be a dumb question.
No, go ahead.
What do you fry it in?
Peanut oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
or do you mean like what contraption?
No, I know. Yeah. I should know. Pot. It's not like water, obviously.
No.
Good call, Jack. That would be boiling. You can't fry
what
something.
What is wrong with him, man?
want to make sure we're on the same page.
That's peanut oil.
Okay.
That's what Chick-fil-A uses. Peanut
oil.
Yes. Yeah. I remember it because at the Granite Run Mall, there was a Chick-fil-A there, and all the teenagers would work at the Chick-fil-A, and they would hand out samples in the little thing, the Chick-fil-A samples. They would always say, boneless, skinless, fried in peanut oil, every single time.
Nice.
Is that healthier?
I don't know. It was 30 years ago.
I'm sure it's changed since. Yeah. I think.
I don't know.
They do suggest you use peanut oil, though.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I've never had a fried turkey one of these years.
Dude, I'm telling you. Once you have a fried turkey, you're not going back. Yeah, I didn't know how to phrase what I wanted to say.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Trust you with nothing, man.
Third. Yeah. Number 3 on a guide to a perfect Thanksgiving through only Ike Reese drops is... You put some parlays together that you watch with family.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
But then you watch them all lose around family.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
There's a tough situation. Because obviously, a lot of people at Thanksgiving got money on the games. But you also can't create a scene.
No.
You can't create a scene.
Now, I do think...
You guys can't take one day off?
What?
Are you kidding me?
All right.
Not on that one.
That's our excuse to not pay attention to that. Everybody else that's at the house.
Exactly right.
We got bets to watch.
Well, and plus, then you can start making family bets. You know what I mean? Where you start bringing everyone else in so the cousins get involved.
I don't know what he's doing.
Little community bet? Come on, man. Imagine the electricity if y'all are on the same bet and then y'all hit at the same time. That's an exciting moment.
Well.
That's like in college. We did that for the Super Bowl, for the Patriots-Seahawks one. Mm-hmm. We were all on the Pats.
You weren't still in college for the Patriots-Seahawks game?
Yeah, 20, 14?
Well, you weren't betting legally.
So. Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
But, yeah, we had people.
Oh, really?
Between you and you trying to steal Netflix, and now you was gambling.
Yeah, and we're burning Christmas trees.
Burning Christmas trees illegally.
Regular rebel. Yeah.
Betting with Jewish mobsters, were you?
Yeah.
We learned a lot on today's show.
Yeah, we sure did.
The second guide to a perfect Thanksgiving through only Ike Reese drops is, you know what's going to happen? The election just happened. And to divert attention back to the Eagles.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
You got to intercept that conversation.
There you go. Whenever, that's a good one.
Whenever anyone starts bringing a little politics in. Hey,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Hey, birds are 9-2.
Yeah.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
There you go. So, yeah, when the conversation starts to head down the wrong path.
Right.
There's Ike. The office linebacker. Just think, what would Ike do?
Can I tell you that my problem is going to be, I don't want to talk politics with anybody, but I also...
You don't want to talk Eagles.
I don't want to talk about sports with anybody.
Eagles or Sixers.
Yeah. Especially the Sixers.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about sports. So, I think... My politics reaction will become my sports reaction. So when somebody talks politics with me, and normally when somebody talks politics with you, they assume that you agree with them on everything.
That's,
so when somebody talks politics with me, I go, yeah. And then I just move on. So I think that's what I'll do with sports too. They'll just be like, "Bah, the Sixers suck." I'm like, yeah.
That's crazy, right? Why don't you start agreeing with them? Yeah, it's trade and bead, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can't.
No, I know you can.
Yeah,
I know you can.
We do not talk politics in the house with guests.
Yeah, well, that's the right way to do it.
It's 100% the right way to do it. But finally, number one, a guide to a perfect Thanksgiving through only like Reese drops is you got to make sure you have the nice unwind after dinner.
That was wrong. Dude, he had kept it pretty... Pretty harmless up until that point.
Right. He couldn't help himself.
No, he couldn't.
Couldn't help himself.
Now, we did get a submission. I was trying to figure out a way to work this in, but last night someone on Twitter.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah, I know. They found an Ike Reese highlight for us.
What?
Here it is.
Oh. Tiger.
Roar.
Ike Reese in the crease. Are you
like
kidding
that.
Me? That
like
sounds
that.
Like Ike's hockey segment. We might need to admit,
I know, right?
Yeah, after Flyers and 50 with Broads, then it's Ike Reese in the crease for 50 more seconds.
I like that. In the crease with Ike Reese, or was Ike Reese in the crease?
Ike Reese in the crease.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
He's a tiger.
I like it.
Roar.
Good highlight clips. Shout out to all About the Birds.
Yeah, is that who it was that found it?
Yeah, those highlights. Nice hit on Dion. In that game.
You lit up Dion and whoever that guy was.
BJ Sams.
Yeah.
So let me just say this to All About the Birds. When you tweet those videos out, listen, I don't mind you tagging me in or whatever. Don't be tagging Coach Dion Sanders in the video.
Is like, that who they tag?
Yes, they tag Coach Prime, man. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Looking for interaction.
That I don't need to be a part of that, though, is my point. That's the point I make. By the way. Dion follows me.
Oh, really?
Yes, Coach Prime follows me on Twitter.
Wow.
He does. Yeah, one of these days, Spike, I got to go through my list of top celebrities that actually follow your boy.
Mike Trout, Jerry Rice.
Well,
he remembers.
Yeah.
When Coach Prime gets the Cowboys job, that's when you gotta slide into those
really
DMs.
Yes.
Get him on the show.
Ah, I see
when,
what you're saying.
When he becomes Cowboys coach.
I don't think he knows me. I don't know
you
why
don't
he's following
so?
Me.
Well, he must remember you.
You start the DM by saying, "Hey, remember this," and then you send the video of you lighting them up.
Yes, that'll start it off the right way.
Well, no, got him when he was in Washington too.
There you go.
Sounds like you're putting a challenge.
Dude, that
out
must
there.
Feel awesome to level Deion Sanders. It must.
Well, yeah, it does. It does.
I mean,
it does.
He was
it's something to brag to the kids because my sons, they love Deion Sanders. They love what he's doing in Colorado, the whole Coach Prime thing. And I'm like, yo, man. And I put two licks on Deion.
Well,
put a couple licks on Deion.
I think people know Deion as being famous, most people who are younger.
Yeah.
They didn't get to watch him when he was in his prime.
Oh, Lord.
He was one of the best football players I've ever seen.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he was
different.
electric.
Yes, sir.
Electric he was. He was unbelievable. So
Deion's one of the best athletes I've ever seen, period.
Yeah, and was a good baseball player as
well.
Yes. You remember when he poured the water over Tim McCarver?
Oh, yeah.
When they won the World Series, I think, or won the National League. I can't remember.
Yeah,
what
it was when they... Was it the World Series or the National League?
I don't remember. But I
remember exactly what you're talking about.
He didn't like Tim McCarver at all. So
you know what? It was the National League thing because it was after they beat Pittsburgh.
Okay, yeah, then that's what it would have been.
Yes, it was.
So this hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale, 40% off any door or any window. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com, 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom is back. You're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, and I said hi to Jack already.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Well, a couple things. About the show. Boy, the show's been a pretty emotional show today.
yes, that's a good way to put it.
First, I have to say that how I appreciate WIP. I bought my route in 1998, and, you know, WIP was, I started out, Spike, before Big Daddy, there was a man and woman that were on.
Rod and the Lady Ray. Yeah, I remember them. Yes.
Lakin?
I mean... You know, so I've been through a lot of different folks on the show, but, you know, I tremendously appreciate WIP.
Oh, I appreciate that. We appreciate you, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Yeah.
Second thing, Spike and Jack, I want to tell you something about, because you were talking about dads, I want to tell you something about the guy that you work with. So in 2008, my father was very, very ill, and it was the first week of September, and, you know, I was running my route and going directly to the hospital, and it got to be Tuesday, and I was going to watch the Eagles game with my dad, so I gave my Eagles tickets away. And then Thursday, my dad passed away. And so now I gave my ticket away, so I can't go to the game with my friends. Can't watch the game with my dad, so I'm going to watch the game at home by myself 3 days after my dad died. But Ike and Anthony, I don't know if you remember this, Ike, but I'll never forget it. Ike and Anthony invited me to watch the game with them, and instead of being alone, I watched the game sitting right next to, and I've got to tell you, everybody listening, you want to have an event. Watch the Eagles game next night, Greece. That's, I don't know if you remember that, Ike.
I do sure remember it. Yes, I do.
And, well, it's very kind of you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think I've watched a game next to Ike.
We may not have watched a game.
A football game. Yeah,
yes.
Baseball, yes.
But... Yeah, I'm a little more reserved with the baseball team.
Yeah.
Well, and Tasty Cake got me. Listen, I was still fresh out of just not playing anymore. I was only a year or two retired.
Oh, so you were
there. Football was still in me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember this part, Ike, but this is not. So some Yahoo Spike starts yelling at the TV, ripping Andy, and Ike goes, they're going to score a touchdown 3 plays later. And I don't know, remember, Ike? They gosh darn did. Boom. 7-0.
I don't remember that, but yes, I do remember watching the game with you, though.
Yep. So that was a great, great memory for me since we were talking about dads.
And, oh, thank you, brother.
Thank you. I'll never forget that, Ike. And then the other thing, they ain't losing this game Sunday. They're running the table. 15-2.
Oof.
All the way. When it's all said and done, they're going to bounce those 85 Bears right out of the annals of football. This team's going to be epically a team to remember.
Wow. Because
they're going to beat great teams. They're going to beat the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game. Another pretty great team, right, Spike? And then they're going to beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl. Another pretty great team. So I think this team at 15-2 and Super Bowl champions is going to be remembered epically.
It'll be remembered epically because if the Bills lose another Super Bowl, the entire city is going to jump off a bridge. So that would be bad.
Be over there in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, dude, Tasty Cake, if we run the table and win the Super Bowl, it'll be an intense time around here, I'll tell you that.
But Spike, don't they just get better every week?
They have. They have.
Same as we do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we forget that the Jacksonville game was a weird one.
Yeah.
You know,
that wasn't like a flawless win.
No. That was a fight about Nick game. Yep. You know, that's the last time
right.
we had
that was a fight about Nick game. Yeah.
That was the last time we had a fight about Nick game. But you're right, Tasty Cake, that the defense has gotten more and more solid. And I think as the offense has leaned into this identity and they know what they're doing. And by the way, that's sort of, I think it speaks to. I remember Elliot making fun of us for talking about the offense having an identity. It doesn't need one.
Right.
But I think it does.
Of course it does.
I think if the players know what their goal is, it makes it... I would say, man, if you need directions to a place, you need the address, right? You need the place where you're finishing. And I think them having an idea of what the offense is supposed to do helps them mentally prepare for what they're going to do that day. And the way the offensive line is playing, it's really unreal. Baldy said it was the most dominant offensive line he's seen.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, a couple of us saw that coming over the summer. Not Elliot, but some of the rest of them. But Spike, that's the thing is, and please don't think I'm taking anything away from Saquon, who is unbelievable. But Spike, they're opening in 4-lane. I could fit my Tasty Cake truck through those holes that they're opening up.
Oh, absolutely,
no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't. I don't think it takes anything away from Saquon. We even said it to Jordan Jordan Mailata when he was on the show yesterday. We all know that. We can see it. And if you can. Saquon knows it too.
Yeah.
Trust me, there will be nice Rolexes for those guys after this year.
Yeah.
I think just for me as a layperson who just watches football like everybody else, if I can see it, I can see the holes that they're opening up and the way that they're muscling people, it must be pretty extreme because that's something that I think normally doesn't hit the naked eye the way that they are right now. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Tasty Cake, give us a movie you cried during. Buddy.
Well, especially over the last 2 days, Marley and Me was.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, whew, you know.
What
you were saying earlier about you think about what makes you cry is you think about you're driving and you think about.
My dog.
Your dog is getting older.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can relate like you can't believe to that.
I bet. And sorry again about your pop there, Tasty Cake.
But have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And then Monday when you guys come on, the Eagles are going to be 10-2.
That's what I'm talking about. Another victory.
All right. Thanks, Tasty Cake.
All right.
And Jack.
You've heard me talk about my friends from Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car and my current Honda. Well, I recently test drove Honda's first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue, and I was blown away. The Prologue is sleek, yet sporty, and packed with technology. It also is very, very spacious for adventures and growing families like I have. So, celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda of Westchester, and now Scott Honda of Vineland, and make sure you test out the new Prologue. And when you do, make sure you ask about the unbelievable deals on the Prologue right now. Trust me, some great, great deals on the Prologue. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com. That's ScottAutoGroup.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, how we feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling okay. You know what? I'm going to have to disagree with Baldy for a little second.
Oh, boy.
Man, Emmett was running through holes, man, that my grandmother could have ran through in the 90s, man. He wasn't getting touched. Like 7 years, and then they won like 3 Super Bowls. So I can't. And I don't like Dallas, but I got to give credit where credit is due. That offensive line was crazy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, but Emmett had a huge workload at that time, you know. And Saquon's The hole is that Saquon's great, and he's definitely more explosive than Emmitt.
Not like he has to do what Barry Sanders had to do, which is create every hole.
Right. Yeah. I think there is a similarity between the way they were used.
Yes, it is. I believe it's a similarity, but I can't say they're the best. That's all I'm saying right yet.
From an offensive line standpoint.
Let's do it a little more. Just keep on doing a little more. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who in the hell wants to lose this game? Who set this up?
Not Spike. I haven't said any. I don't want to lose it. I just think it might be good for the team to get a loss.
For the greater good. Yes. For the greater good, Big A.
Mix a loss in.
What's the greater? How about they lose and they go on a losing streak for the greater good?
Well, that's not what I want for the greater good. I want one loss for the greater good.
Remember they won last year and then they lost all these damn games? I don't want them to lose nothing except if they clinch. Then you start losing games and sitting players. Come on, man. What is wrong with
Talk to him, Big A. Talk to him.
I believe Spike, you'll do and you'll talk about anything, bro. Don't get your hair washed. Don't dance. You know what I mean? I don't know. Man, I don't know how you do it.
Many people say that.
I thought it was a pretty good idea.
You know, we have the meeting. Sometimes Ike will say, "Nah, I don't think that works." And then when I was like, "Yeah, I think it might be good for them to lose this game," Ike was like, "Okay, we can roll with that." So now maybe he was just setting me up. You never know. So look.
Okay, I don't know if anybody said this movie, man, but this movie's a classic. Especially to the brothers and sisters out here, man. Cooley High. The Coochies died.
Ooh, yeah. You guys are familiar
with Cooley High? I never saw Cooley High.
Oh, yeah. Cooley High's a good movie.
About everybody cried at the movies, man. And then they start singing the song. You know the song, right?
Yep.
The song, man.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
To yesterday.
Yesterday,
man.
Yes, sir.
God, bro. Then you cried again when they were singing it. It was just a bunch of just crying everywhere in that movie.
That's a '70s. It's a '70s movie. '70s classic movie.
Okay, yeah, I never saw that.
Yeah, couple high school kids. Yeah.
No, Spike, you saw it before?
No, I never saw Cooley High.
Pull it up, man. That's something I want you to watch.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yep,
I'll watch it.
All right, you know what I mean? I know Jack won't watch it. Nothing.
Nah, he's definitely not watching.
I don't know what Jack watches. Old Phillies reruns.
It's precisely what he watches.
That's exactly what he watches.
Old Phillies reruns while looking at Twitter. That is Jack's favorite movie. So,
y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
You too, Big A.
Take it easy.
Yep.
All right. Well, we have a power pack next bit of the show. Mm-hmm. We have to give our picks because we're not going to be here on Friday. So our NFL picks for the weekend.
Yep.
Buzz will be here for an afternoon show fantasy football update. We have Herb hanging
Me forget.
Yeah.
I got a gripe.
With?
Buzz.
Oh, great. I'm sure you won't forget.
It's about time.
And then TK is going to sing Creed with us.
And by himself.
By himself.
Yep. By himself.
No, not by himself.
Don't scare
him. Maybe by himself, but not by himself.
I like singing it.
And then Buzz will not be singing Creed.
Not even allowed.
Did you tell him he's out on a Creed? He ruins it for everybody.
For everyone.
Yeah, he ruins everybody's vibe. So all that's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Fall is in the air, backyard football games, and leaves are on the ground. Tackle your fall game day menu this Eagle season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz & Watson. Fire up that grill at the tailgate or in the backyard with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages from Dietz & Watson. Now, sandwiches are always a winning combo with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses from Dietz & Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you or seasonal grilling ideas. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I cried out,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Sing, Tom.
And with it, let me say, hold me now.
I'm
6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
There we go.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Hold me now.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Woo! And you go, Teeks?
Never a doubt.
What do you think?
Well, so
not very encouraging, Spike.
No, you did a good job. You went all out, which I appreciate, TK. But one funny thing happened is, like, I'm singing it, and I know I heard myself, and then all of a sudden I couldn't hear myself. I looked down, and I saw that my mic was off, and I was like, oh, Jack is trying to nail TK by turning all our mics off.
Well, yes. I knew that was going to happen.
Yes. I didn't know, just so you know.
That's fun. A Jack thing.
No, I mean,
strictly a Jack thing.
I've known Jack a long time. You don't think I knew that Jack was trying to set me up?
Of course he was. You did a good job, TK.
Yes.
Thank you, Spike.
And I mentioned to my my wife does not listen to the show. She's listened to the show one time ever. I think
my wife doesn't listen to my shows either.
Yeah. Well, my show's on, like,
she's
sleeping, Tom.
Yeah. You know, fair point.
We understand why she's not listening to you, Tom. Yeah, right. Yes.
But respectfully, so I told Val, I was like, hey, you know, we sing a Creed song every day at 5:30. And she was like, you sing a Creed song on? And she was like, on the air? I was like, yeah. So I played it for her on the Rewind thing on the Odyssey app. And she looked at me and she was just like, why do you do that? Like, she could not comprehend why it was fun. But, you know.
They never get it.
No.
It's a fun song to sing.
It is a fun song
to sing.
There you go,
Teeks.
Yes.
Enjoyed it.
Good job, brother.
All right. Good job, Teeks.
There you go.
All right. So it is time for.
Wait. Encouraged a little fella.
Are we doing picks first? Or are we doing buzz for picks?
Let's do buzz first.
Okay, so the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, Commissioner Buzz, is here with an update. Buzz,
What's up? I know Ike's got a gripe. We'll get to that.
Damn sure I do.
In just a minute. So we're going to start with his score. Ike,
by the way, Buzz, it sounds like you've been sick for like 3 weeks now. What the hell's going on?
I fought off a cold over the weekend. I'm better now.
All right.
So
yeah, buck up.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to go. No days off. So Ike gets back in the win column. With the third fewest points in the league this week, with a 103-99 win over iRise, Jordan Addison scored about half his points. Gets
unbelievable.
Just enough.
103 and he wins.
Unbelievable. I get the 7-5.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I just can't even enjoy my win. You know what I mean?
You don't deserve to enjoy that win. That is unreal. What is iRise doing with 99 points? Unreal.
Spike loses 118-110 to Yoshi.
Oh, man, hate to see that.
Yoshi's receivers combined for 5 points, and Spike still could not capitalize.
Well, as I said, here are the guys I had on the bench. Josh Allen, Jamar Chase, Drake London. I had to start Tommy DeVito. All I'm saying is I'm fine. I almost won it with all my backups.
Was it a good week for you to lose?
It was
lose,
a good week to lose. Yeah,
team.
It was. In Baltimore.
It was. It was a good week to lose. I'm going to finish it. We have two more regular season weeks.
That's
right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to win both of those, and then I'm going to run the table in the playoffs. So,
and Jack wins 129-38 over OG Wade.
Yep, a laugher.
38
OG Wade.
So I'm glad you said that.
38.
Because here's my gripe.
Yeah.
You, Fritz.
Yep.
You allowed this to happen because it gave you a victory. So I understand from your sneaky standpoint, you don't give a damn. You're not going to turn yourself in. You, Commissioner?
Yes.
This is why you're the Commissioner.
Okay.
He put a lineup in with two guys who weren't even playing this week.
On bias, they were?
Yes. Oh. OG Wade. So in other words, he's not setting a lineup. Well, Buzz, this is part of your job. You're supposed to make sure everybody is setting a lineup every week.
And he's banned from the league, obviously, moving forward, OG, but this is disgraceful behavior.
Yes.
This is the first week it happened, and there's no one on the bench who would have made this remotely close.
No, I understand.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
I'll be on his ass this week.
Wow. Well, forget him. Relax. I want you on everybody else. Yeah, we don't need you on him like that. But come on, Buzz. This guy's in first place taking victory laps when he knows he's playing his OG Wade who didn't set a lineup. You think he reminded OG to set his lineup?
No way, no.
No shots.
No, well, Jack still put up the third most points in the league this week.
Yeah, so quit whining.
We had the worst commissioner ever, then moved to the next worst commissioner
Turtle doesn't work here anymore.
Nobody wants to do their jobs here.
What were you doing Sunday, Buzz?
I'll be reaching out to OG. I don't think.
What? You were a little sick over the weekend, a little sniffles? You couldn't do your job?
I don't think I even have his number, so I'm sure you'll give it
to me.
You're
the commissioner.
DM him. He sits on Twitter all day long. I'm sure I'll see your DM.
You can't find him.
I'll DM OG Wade, tell him to put in another bad player into his lineup so he can put up 45 next week.
Unreal.
Unreal, man.
All right, takeaways with 2 weeks to go.
All right.
Ike Reese is officially back in a playoff spot.
Wow. Right. Welcome back with a big win.
In there. Barely, but we're in there.
Barely, but he is in a spot at 7-5. I know I get accused of giving her love every single week, but no one is hotter in this league than Kimberly. She wins again.
Well, that's inappropriate.
I was going to say, literally and figuratively.
Yeah. No one's got a hotter team than Kimberly's team.
There we go.
Inappropriate.
She's won 7 of her last 8. She is.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Started 0-4. She is now.
And she might have the second most points in the league.
Does she?
I think so. I think her squad has scored the second most behind you, Spike.
She is. 30 points
behind you.
Who's first again?
That would be you.
Okay.
But you lost again this week.
That's all right. I had a bunch of buys.
Everyone's dealing with buys. Ike used to complain about his buys.
And then I had Purdy, was my backup quarterback, got hurt. I'm fine.
Listen, everyone has exactly one buy with every player.
Yeah, all right.
And the third takeaway here is James and Jack, they're now both 9-3, 2 games above the rest of the league. They both each need just one more win to clinch a first round bye
in
the playoffs.
Wow. I don't want a bye. I want, you know why? Because
you
wanna
stay hot?
I want more victories. I want to finish with as many victories as I possibly can.
Rest versus
can.
Rust? You want your guys to get
I don't need rest. I don't need rest. I'm coming for Fritz. I'm coming for James.
All right, power rankings.
Power rankings time. Yoshi with the win over Spike. He stays at number 5. He's not moving ahead of Spike.
Oh, come on. His team's so fraudulent.
All right, but he won again, and he beat Spike.
Yeah.
And he's at number 5. Number 4, Spike gets moved down from number 3 with the loss.
Love it.
He's at number 4.
No worries here.
That's 2 straight losses?
No.
No, not 2 straight losses.
Okay.
Not 2 straight losses. Kimberly, again, hottest team in the league. She moves up to number 3.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. Okay, so Kimberly has the same number of wins as me and less points, right?
She's second most in points.
Yeah, but she's hot, Spike. You're cold.
It's a what have you done for me lately kind of league.
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, you can't just give you this whole nonsense about points. Sometimes I test.
If we just did it straight on points, you don't even need the rankings.
I know, seriously.
Read off the points standings.
Yeah, knock yourself out with your little points.
No, we don't want to do that.
No.
Right. Number 2, still James.
Be way at the bottom.
Unbelievable.
Number 2 is still James, and number 1 is still Jack. Yep. Jack's had a nice little run here at number 1. Longest stretch of number 1 wins in a row of anyone in the league this year belongs to Jack Fritz.
Yep, that's right.
Shut up, Buzz.
Man.
No one cares.
Well, you know me right now. I'm just hanging in there.
Yeah, listen, you're back in the playoffs.
I'm getting healthy.
Yeah.
I'll be ready.
A lot of big matchups this week, too. We got, Jack versus Yoshi, Kimberly versus James. Spike taking on Scott should be another win.
Oh, I got a tough matchup, too. I got the Amish Mafia.
Who's that?
5-7, Scott.
Oh, okay.
Well, Scott, yeah, so sorry, Ike against Spike playing Jab.
By the way, you know, where has Scott Newtown been on this show? Basically gave up after the summer.
Oh, did he?
He did.
He's an everyday caller.
What happened?
You never hear from him.
And he's in the league, right?
Hey, come on, Scooter.
What's his deal?
I don't know. He's painting houses.
Oh.
So? That's what he does. I don't know.
Do I even have to bother reaching out to OG Wade this week? He's playing iRise.
Yes. Let those two losers.
That's 11 versus 12. Both teams eliminated from playoff contention.
Do I have to bother doing my job? Buzz the commissioner. So, all right. Well, we'll remember that, Buzz. Okay. We will remember that. All right. Good job, Buzz.
All right, Buzz.
When I say good job, I mean not your best week. But, good job overall.
Not my fault you lost.
I don't care about losing. I knew this was a loss.
Yeah, dude, you're fine. Yeah, you just keep that. You're like the meme. with a mask over the face.
No.
With a smile on.
I have the best roster in the league. I don't
it's
have
amazing.
Any,
yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you tell everybody about National Appliance Warehouse, then we'll give our pick.
Yeah, listen, because it's a huge week. It's a huge week. After you have some turkey, you got to get down to National Appliance Warehouse. The Black Friday Mega Sale is going on right now. And the great part about the Black Friday Mega Sale is it's a throwback to when Black Friday really used to mean something, when there was great prices all over the place. National Appliance Warehouse has that for you. Mark Smack and his team have negotiated huge discounts directly from the manufacturers, and they're passing those great prices on to you. It's the best and biggest savings event of the year. So you get down there today. You're already saving a lot of money because of the savings event, because tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. But on top of that, also price assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse to make sure your dollar is always stretching further. Finds lower prices elsewhere, lowers the price at National Appliance Warehouse. It's amazing. So you're going to, best appliances, Gen Air. I've talked a lot about Gen Air, Sub-Zero, Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands for you. So National Appliance Warehouse has you covered and is always an unbeatable customer experience. So don't miss the Black Friday Mega Sale going on right now. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Can we fire Buzz after this year?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't
know. Because he's not going. He doesn't want to go back to
I don't want him to do it either. I've seen how he works as a producer. I don't want him to be
it's dynamite work.
Commissioner. All right.
I can't put more on my plate.
Let's do the picks. What happened last week? Who goes first? I believe I was 2-2.
You were 2-2. I believe Ike and I were both 3-1.
No, I lost the Chargers game.
You also lost the Eagles game.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
thanks for reminding me.
Well, I'm just saying, because I remember you. I remember your little score there.
Well, I definitely went 3-1. I know that.
Yeah, I went 2-2. Okay. I went 2-2.
Well, then, Jack, that means you go first.
Yeah, just another week for me, by the way, 3-1. Okay. So I'm taking the Bears plus 9.5. That line seems too big. It's a little fishy, but Caleb Williams starting to play better football, and the Lions have not exactly played well on Thanksgiving. So I'm going to take the Bears tomorrow plus 9.5. I'm going to take the Bengals minus 2.5. I think this is when we start seeing the Bengals.
The what?
The Bengals.
Okay.
Round into form here. And
listen, I got 3.
Well, I got when I looked 40 minutes ago, it was 2.5.
I saw 2.5 this morning.
What are you guys looking at?
Well, me and you were on the same one. We're on FanDuel.
Well, no, I'm looking at ESPN's.
Well, you're a FanDuel guy.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't log in.
Okay. Right.
Well, let me just make sure. So on FanDuel, it's still Bengals 2.5.
Okay.
All right. I think the Bengals minus 2.5. Listen, I can't believe the Seahawks are only 1.5 favorite against the Jets. You couldn't pay me money to put money down the Jets on Sunday. I don't care that they're at home. I'll take the Seahawks minus 1.5. And Eagles 34-27 over the Ravens.
Mm. Jack moving to fade the Jets after picking them to win the Super Bowl this year.
Make the Super Bowl.
Okay. Who should go? Well, Ike has a better record than me, so Ike should go first.
All right, I'm going to start off with the Commanders. They've lost 3 in a row. Could lose 4 in a row, but I don't think they lose 4 in a row. I think they bounce back against the Titans this weekend, so I'll take the Commanders at home, minus 5.5. I will also take the Vikings, who are just laying in the weeds. 9-2, and no one even knows that they're 9-2.
Unbelievable after that start they had that nobody's paying attention.
They get to 10-2. They take down the Cardinals. Give me the Vikings minus 3.
The Vikings with Daniel Jones.
Yes. As long as he doesn't play. And then you know what? I was going to go with the Bengals, but Jack jumped on there, so I don't want to bet that one. I'll take the Falcons getting points at home against the Chargers. Chargers, Monday night, got to travel East Coast, South, whatever that is. And their favorite, the Falcons have been leaking oil a little bit, but I think they get right at home. Give me the Falcons plus 1.5. And obviously, I'm taking the Birds Sunday plus the points. 23-20 Eagles.
Okay, there you go. So actually, we have some disagreements in all of our picks this week. So I actually have the Steelers plus 2.5 against Cincinnati. The Steelers are a good team. The Bengals are not. I think it's just that simple. So the Steelers get right after the Browns loss. I don't think they lose 2 in a row. So I'm taking Steelers plus 2.5 at Cincinnati. The Niners are a desperate team. I'm sort of taking a chance here because I'm assuming Purdy will play. He practiced
today.
Yeah, he threw Monday, then he was limited today. I don't know. I just feel like a desperate Niners team could be some pretty crazy weather. Really cold, I think, in Buffalo on Sunday. But I'm going to take the Niners getting a touchdown at the Bills. I actually have the Chargers -2 at Atlanta. I think of it this way. Chargers just lost. The Chargers are a real team. The Falcons are not a real team. So in this home stretch, I'm going to go with the Chargers.
And you said it's two?
When I looked on FanDuel,
it's two. I'm looking at the ESPN app.
Okay. When I looked this morning, it was two.
Jack. So that's +2, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have -2. I have Chargers
yeah,
-2.
The other way.
And then, of course, I have the Eagles losing by double digits as always. It's undefeated. I have the Eagles losing 34-17.
Like it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you
yeah.
keep him with the
yes.
betting against
yep. him. Yes. Now, before we get to the end of the show, it's not a Friday show. But
I think we still do it.
We end the show as if it's a Friday show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. I know we'll screw it up anyway, but Herb in the Northeast.
It's worked out for us, though.
It has. Herb, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, victory this weekend. We're gone. You know that. Hey, Rios, you hearing me, brother?
Hold up.
Start getting out there dancing in North Philly. I'm ready for a dogfight down in Baltimore. Here we come down 95 with our fancy cars and our buses, and we're ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Yes, sir. John Harbaugh's team. Yeah, my man. He got a job a long time ago. Worked for Andy Reid. But let's say we're going to come this time. We're playing, man. This is 2024. This ain't no spring training game or summer
preseason game. Yeah,
NFL football.
That's right.
At its best. Thanksgiving weekend. This is the big game. Because these
what's he saying it like that for?
Super Bowl.
He's fired up.
Hell yeah. These two teams might
sounds
be
like
the
he's
best
doing a commercial.
in January. We got 26. Hey, Jack, listen to me. We got 26.
And is he trying to do a Rios thing?
179 this weekend. You hear me?
179? All right,
179 this weekend?
Yeah!
I agree. Yeah. 179.
Man.
And I'm predicting about 78 passing. Let's go.
78 passing yards?
250. He going for 250 at 306 last week. We're going to get this W.
Oh, he meant 78 receiving yards for Saquon.
They're talking everybody. Speak, ESPN, every channel. They're all over the Eagles now. They know the Eagles are real.
Can you say blood on the grass?
Yeah.
Like Herb said, bump and run.
No one on Speak is saying bump and run.
He went third person.
Yes,
watch yourself now.
Oh, watch yourself, Jack.
Me, I'm sending my boys in. 65 toss. Lanny Johnson, he knows what I'm talking about.
Is he calling plays?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fullback dive?
Now, this is fired up, Herb.
Yeah. This is something else.
This is the Herb we got for the preseason.
Sounds like someone's ready for 4 days off.
Yeah.
You ain't go for your boy. Go call your boy, what's his name? Hugh Douglas. He knows I'm bringing the dogs out.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Dogs are coming. Milton Williams, sack. We got a couple new ones coming in for Brandon Graham.
Who?
They're going to come in. I'm sending the 46 defense in this time, boy.
Oh, man. You better
watch. This is going to be something you ain't never seen since Buddy Ryan.
Well, defense is better than Buddy Ryan's defenses.
Well, these guys that tell you,
I'm just kidding.
Go talk to Steph Joyner. I don't know. He knows what's happening. I'm going to tell you now. We got some roughnecks coming this time. These guys want to get a W on Sunday, man.
Eat a
W. I'm picking this score.
Yeah.
Eagles 36-27. Okay, Eagles 36.
37
Ravens.
What does Thanksgiving look like at your house, Herb?
What's that?
Thanksgiving. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going up to Doylestown and party with my friends up there.
You're partying? Yeah. It's Thanksgiving.
What are you partying with? You're like 70.
Listen, yo. I got something to tell you, Ike Reese.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
You know that guy that was sitting with me over there on Monday night?
OG Wade?
He had a picture with Brandon Graham, you know. He used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs and in the USFL.
Oh.
They're having a party on December 16th. He invited me. The NFLPA.
Well, you can't go to that.
Yeah, I've been invited by him already.
Well, you have to show up with a former player, though.
Carmichael might be there. There's a bunch of people going to be there.
You got to be somebody's plus one. You just can't roll up there by yourself.
Okay. I might have to go to JFK that night. I just found out my friend Joe's got to go to Syria. I'm driving him up there. Saturday morning, like 7:30 in the morning, because I don't have to be at the Wells Fargo till 3:30.
What are we supposed to do with this information, Herb?
Yeah. What are we doing here? Yeah. Go back to the Rios thing.
Did you say blood on the grass? Yeah, say blood on the grass.
Get out on the street, man. Get out on the street. Start dancing. Put your dancing shoes on. Bring your spikes out there or something, you know?
Yeah.
What's happening, bro? Hey, Ike.
Yeah.
You're from Cincinnati. Guess who's going to be playing ball at LaSalle College this year?
Chris Sabo.
No. Pete Rose, his grandson.
The third, yes. Pete Rose's grandson. Yeah.
Has a son. Yeah, he's going to LaSalle University. Yeah, he's
How about
going to
that?
Be playing ball.
How about that?
I'm going to take you to a game. You hear me?
Okay.
I'm going to take you. We're going to, me and Ike Reese are going to go to a game.
Yeah. All right. Your treat?
Right, brother. Me and you were going to drive up to Broadden Alney and wait the next block over.
It's a great idea.
You know, right where Central is, right behind the field's right behind Central High School.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, Ike.
All right, Herb, you have a good Thanksgiving, brother.
All right, Herb.
I'm right, Herb. Nice, God bless, Herb.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Don't eat too much turkey. You got a big game on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
What do you think about Field of Dreams?
That's reductive.
No. No.
Okay.
Tryptophan.
Right.
Is it tryptophan?
Yes. Tryptophan, yep.
Yeah.
Woo. All right.
Woo!
That was something else. Da 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 da. My God.
Yeah, what happened to the Oscar music?
Nah, he was cooking.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, well, I've been a shot at me, man.
Yeah, you didn't have any of those today.
Yeah, I thought I was all right today.
Yeah, you remembered everything.
You were sharp as a tack.
Yeah. What's next? Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What's next?
It's not right.
Not right at all. Yeah, good luck to everybody at Turkey Bowl tonight.
Yeah, Paul the Sixth, let's go.
Yep.
So you're rooting for them over Camden the Catholic?
Well, I'm just saying I'm team captain of Paul the Sixth.
So. Oh,
then you have to.
It seems like if I was betting on the coin toss.
No betting on high school sports. What's next? That was something.
That was something else.
It was a heartfelt message, which I thank Dan for sharing with us. Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to my career in the mob. What's next?
That was the funniest part of it. It's, the movie is 30-some years old,
yes,
and he's acting like it just came out.
The plot, yes. Let me tell you what happened. Kevin Costner. All right. What's next? Nice. It's usually once a show. And I friggin' gum at you. That's why it is. That's why I'm there. All right. Well, hey, real quick thing. It's Thanksgiving Eve. I know people go out. 14 years ago, my wife and I got rear-ended by a drunk driver on Thanksgiving Eve. She was really drunk, also on PCP. And we were lucky in that all I ended up with, I ended up with hip surgery after that. I tore my labrum, but it could have been much, much worse. So if you're going out tonight, please be safe about
it. Please be safe,
yeah,
yes.
There, have a friend drive you. There's friggin' ride shares, Uber, Lyft, whatever. But please, please, please be safe. Otherwise, we will talk to you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and go Birds!